Welcome to Willow Creek Fellowship in Plano, Texas. Here now is our senior pastor, Roy Frady.
The title of my sermon today is Christmas is Coming. But I begin by saying Thanksgiving is past. That sounds like a strange statement, doesn't it? The Bible teaches us to always be thankful. Being thankful for everything we have received, for everything you are. Being thankful for the ordinary things that you have every day. Life, as you wake up in the morning and see yet another sunrise, as you awaken, perhaps in the dark, but you know that everything that you have, all the comforts that you have, everything that you are, is a gift of God. Be thankful. Be thankful also for the challenges that come to your life. They come against your ordinary things, your body, when disease comes. Be thankful for it. Receive it. It's a challenge, but accept it. When things come to hurt you and people say all manner of things against you, be thankful, because God uses everything in your life to correct you or to perfect you. And therefore, be always thankful. Thankful. In a world like ours, sometimes hard to say that we are thankful because we enjoy so much. We have so much. When we get sick, there's a hospital down the road. It seems that we run to everything except to the one who can actually heal us, to the one who can save us, to the one who can bring us peace. We'll run off to a psychiatrist and tell him all of our troubles. We'll run to someplace else, and we'll take drugs, and we'll do all kinds of things in order to feel right. But actually, there's only one who can make you right, and his name is Jesus. It was into a world like ours, not very different from ours at all, that in ancient Egypt, a prophet put his hands to his lips and cried out, Prepare the way of the Lord, who is coming to set you free. That is still the truth, because Jesus is coming to set us free. He is coming once again to prepare the way for Him is our greatest challenge and our greatest hope and our greatest blessing. Let us go before Him now in prayer. Dear Holy Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You that every day You come to us in such a sweet way. Oh, we may not listen that day. We may be too busy with our own stuff to hear Your still small voice. But I know that You come every day. You come so that we may have life and life abundant. Father, You know our hearts. You know what we need to hear. And so, Father, I don't know. And the things that I have prepared to say may not reach or touch someone the way You want to. And so, Father, we turn this service over to You. We ask that You speak, not through the voice of someone who has the privilege of standing here, but through Your still small voice, may You speak to us in whatever our first language is. And I know that You have made us in Your image, and so that the first language that we hear from You is love. Speak to us in that language today. Touch every heart. Let us prepare Your way into our hearts. For we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Would you turn with me to Luke chapter 21, and I'm only going to read 25 through 28. And everybody said, amen. And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and from the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your hearts and your heads, because your redemption draws nigh. The purpose of Advent season is to bring us ready for the coming of the Lord. That is why the Advent season bumps up against Christmas every year. It comes busting forth to tell us to prepare the way for the birth of the Christ child. Well, the text I have chosen is all about the second coming, not the first. Why? Why do you suspect God put that on my heart? Because Jesus was born to die. He was laid in a feeding trough for us to consume. Because He was going to go to the cross for our sins, not for His own. He was going to be buried and rise again. He was going to ascend into heaven, and He is coming again. That's what Advent is all about. Christ has come. Christ is here. Christ is coming again. Mary did not know when God's Messiah was going to come. She wasn't prepared for it. But God was. God prepared the earth for it. How did God prepare? Scriptures tell us that in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. God knew His people. God heard their cries when they were in captivity. He used their captivity to prepare them for something more. Not just for a land of milk and honey, which they could consume and which they loved to be in, but for something more. There was always something more. You know, that's one of the reasons that rich men quite often always say, is this all there is? Can I have something more? Can't I buy something with my great wealth? The answer, of course, is no. Wealth can't buy you a good night's sleep or a clean conscience. Wealth can't do that. But God can and does. At that moment, in this perfect moment, God called Alexander the Great to move across the stage of history. And Alexander united the world with one language. Alexander was a Greek, and so everybody spoke Greek. He was a disciple of Aristotle. And so he took the teachings of Aristotle from the Himalayas to Britain. He was a preparation. Then the Romans came, and they defeated the armies of Alexander. Well, the Romans spread their peace, the Roman peace, all over the world. They built roads that carry trade and people and soldiers. And you know, the Jews looked at that, and they couldn't understand any benefit at all of having the Roman roads stretching from Britain all the way down through Israel and on to the rest of the world. They couldn't see why they weren't enjoying the land of milk and honey, but God was doing this in preparation. if God had sent Jesus, his son, to this world 40 years later, the temple would have been destroyed before he got to it. If he had sent him 20 years earlier, there would have been no peace. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. He sent the great deliverer, the one who would set us free. He did it in a perfect moment, just the right moment. And yet, many missed the coming of the Lord. You know, they missed it because they weren't expecting it to come that way. They never expected a babe to come and be in a manger someplace. I've been to Jerusalem, as many of you have been, and I have watched as people knelt at the place where they feel like Jesus was born and kissed the stones. And then I've gone away from that location to another manger and walked through that. And you know, we're not sure exactly where he was born. We know how he was born because the scriptures tell us. But no one expected that. No one expected anyone to come from such a humble beginning to be king of the world, to be king of everything. No one had expected that. And Mary didn't expect it. Elizabeth and Zechariah didn't expect it. Zechariah was just a country preacher. He didn't even have a pair of snakeskin boots to call his own. He didn't expect it. Elizabeth didn't expect to be a part of God's preparation. But she, after the time for giving birth was over for her, her years were well advanced, she had a child. And that child would become John the Baptist. And he would raise his head, and like the prophets of old, say, "Prepare the way! Prepare the way for the coming of the Lord!" And people went all the way out of Jerusalem, huge clouds of dust following them to the shores of the River Jordan to stand and watch this man proclaim this truth. Sometimes we don't hear God speak to us. We think to ourselves, well, why should God speak to us after all? Who are we? I mean, why should God have time for you? Why should God, out of the blue depths of His eternity, speak to you? Well, the answer is very simple. Because God loves you. He created you. He wants all of His created creatures to know that there is salvation in His Son. He wants everyone to know that. God loves you. And because of His love, He'll do anything for you. My youngest son got up this morning, and I had kept his daughter from waking my daughter, Catherine, and her husband. I tried to keep her back. Sandra, of course, said, "Go on in, wake them up." And she did. But Zachary was telling me how his little daughter, Noelle, her name is Noelle, meaning Christmas, and she is a Christmas blessing. And she would wake him up sometimes in the middle of the night, it seemed. He was still asleep. And she would jump on the bed, he was still asleep, and fall on him. And he would awaken to this trauma in his life. It's a sudden thing. God comes suddenly upon us. He wants us to be ready. You know, when the kings of old were heralded by the people who went out in front of them, and the king was coming in his litter and he was being carried, or he was in a chariot, and the people would shout, just as John the Baptist, prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And people would get out on the roads and they would clean up everything. They would clean up all the things that were on the road, all the dung, all the dirt, all the stuff. They would sweep it away. They would repair the road. There would be no potholes. for the chariot to fall into. Because they were preparing the way for the king, so the king wouldn't see any of that. The king would only see a smooth, cleaned up road. Prepare ye the way. Have you prepared your hearts for the coming of the Lord? Have you confessed all the things that are wrong in your life? And come to the Lord humbly? Have you repaired the roads so, not so you will get credit, but just so He won't have a bumpy ride? When the Lord comes, He comes to each of us that way. Suddenly. Christmas is coming soon. What does the Bible tell us? It says, watch. Be alert. Be aware that Christmas is coming. Don't let all the things of this earth make it strangely dim. Don't allow all the sights and sounds and hustles and bustles and elbows thrown and all the things that happen at Christmas time and shopping malls and the places where people go to buy things, don't let that spoil or rob you of what is truly Christmas. Because the spirit of Christmas is alive and with us every day. The spirit of Christmas was here on Thanksgiving. Oh, you can still smell the lingering smoked turkeys as you walk down the hall. But the spirit of Christmas was here. Because in this place, in this very room where you're now sitting, many people accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That was Christmas. They had prepared the way of the Lord into their hearts. They had received Him. And some are coming tonight. They'll be here to listen to Catherine sing. And some will be coming tonight. And they came Friday. When we had in this very room where you sit, something went on until 2 o'clock on Saturday morning. And it was a night watch. And people came and filled the place. And God's glory was here. Because God came suddenly into the lives of people. Christmas is coming soon. Are you trying to look out for yourself? Are you trying to think about all the things you want? You know, and you want to write to Santa about? God gives you everything you need. Everything you want. He says all you have to do is ask, and ask right. And all these things will be added unto you. All these things. So, you can look around and see that wise men still bring their gifts to God. You know, there were lots of wise people who came and helped us feed the many people who were here. I have heard all kinds of estimates. I haven't counted the plates yet, so I don't know the exact count. But some people have said 1,400, 1,500 people were here. I don't know. There were a lot of people here. I've heard people say, my back hurt, so I had to sit down because I was getting tired standing up and serving people. I know that. I know that a lot of people, but you know, it took a lot of volunteers, a lot of wise people following God's unction to give away the things that we gave away. The coats. I couldn't believe how many coats came on Thanksgiving Day. On that very day, coats came. And they came and they came and they came. There were things that were done. Because people gave away themselves that day. Sometimes they gave their money. Sometimes they gave their turkeys. Sometimes they gave their hams or their side dishes or whatever they gave. But they gave it away to people they wouldn't even see or know. That, to me, is what wise men are still doing. Do you have a expectation of the birthday of the Lord? He's not going to get kidnapped by His kids and taken out and bought cowboy boots. That I can tell you. But what is your expectation? Do you want him to come down the chimney and give you all kinds of things? Or will you bow down and worship him in spirit and in truth? Which brings us back to the question I asked earlier. Why did I bring this particular scripture, Luke 21, verse 25 through 28? Why did I read that? It was so that we would have the big picture, the whole picture, not just of a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, but also the cross that is now empty, the grave that is now empty, and the coming again of a risen Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. We don't expect it, perhaps. Perhaps we're not listening to the sound. But the Scripture tells us that you will know that these things will be happening. It says, now when these things begin to happen, look up. Maybe they're happening in your life. Maybe Christ is coming back for someone you know today. I had people tell me how rough it was over this period of time to deal without a loved one who they've always had with them. I was told how many people die at this time of year. And some people, it seems like, just have one hardship after another. They have one loss after another. 2 years ago, someone died, and then I remarried, and that person died. You know, over and over and over again. But I told you that when you're challenged, like that, God is either doing it for the purpose of correcting you or perfecting you. It's all about God's great scheme of redemption for you. That's what Christmas is about. It's about changing a light into service. It's about changing that light's illumination into our own hearts. God is telling us today, get ready. Get ready. The birthday of the King is coming. I don't know. Are we ready? I know the little kids will say, I've been ready since last Christmas. But are we ready? Do we look with expectation toward the coming of the Lord? Jesus, God is saying, here comes my Son. He's coming to transform the world as you know it. Have you prepared yourself for it? Let us prepare ourselves for it now.
We pray the Holy Spirit has enlightened you today. Pastor Frady's sermons are on the internet at willowcreekfellowship.org. Join us live in person each Sunday at 1804 Avenue P at 19th Street in Plano, Texas. Or join us live on the internet each Sunday at 1105 a.m. Central Time at willowcreekfellowship.org. God bless you.